And at this time in our pregame show, visiting with Twin Loop head football coach Mike Kojal. Coach, thanks for joining us again this week for our pregame show. I know that athletic competition is about bouncing back from losses. What about your team this week? You played a really good opponent in Central Valley a week ago. How about the bounce back for your team this week? Have you been pleased with it?
Well, yeah, you know, I think we knew that Central Valley was going to be awful talented and very good, and they were going to be a tough matchup for us. I guess we went into that game trying to think, you know, with the mindset of let's do stuff right and see what happens. And we did some things well at times, but then we break down partly because of their athletic ability and partly because we're young. And so, you know, we just continued to work on maybe some of the mistakes that we made and tried to improve on them. We spent some time tackling. We didn't think we tackled very well. Sometimes our decision making wasn't the best on offense, and we've addressed that and talked and kept repping that. And you know, it's kind of been our focus this week in practice, and mainly most of the year is just try to continue to get better and see what we can be.
Mike, an aspect of the game that it seems like I kind of forget to talk to coaches about. We talk offense and we talk defense, but there's that third phase, special teams. What about that part of the game for Twin Loop this year?
Well, you know, we start a freshman punter, Oren Grint, and a sophomore kicker in Jackson Hall. And, you know, boy, there are a couple of kids with a lot of potential and a lot of ability. You know, Oren, for a freshman, really kicks the ball well. I just got to continue to work on consistency. He's got about as, you know, I've had some good punters and, you know, a couple of them that have kicked at the college, or one of them that's kicked at the college level, excuse me. Mm-hmm. And for his age, he's about as talented as I've ever had. And so we're, you know, hoping that he continues to improve and get better. And then Jackson Hall is the kind of kid that we just kind of stumbled on. We didn't know he could really kick until one day in practice. He said, well, let me try this. And we're like, man, you can kick. And found out he played soccer as a youngster and really has done a good job. And so those are a couple big assets for us. Now it's just putting everybody else around him and making sure we're doing stuff right. And, you know, for the most part, we've done okay this year on special teams. We just got to continue to work on it and make sure we do stuff right. We haven't really broke a big kickoff return yet. We've been working on that, trying to do something better in the return game. But the special teams haven't hurt us, and in most cases, they've helped us during the game, and that's all you're looking to ask for, I guess.
Mike, I know sometimes during the course of a season, kids can get put into new positions. Maybe it's right at the beginning of the year. A young kid is learning a new position, or you're moving some guys around. Sometimes that can happen during the season, too, with injuries or whatnot. What about for Twin Loop? Have you seen kids have to move to new positions? And if so, how have they adjusted to that for you?
Well, yeah, well, we're going to see that this week. You know, Kazen Smith, usual starting linebacker. He started for us for the last 2 years. He's going to be out this week with an injury. We're hoping to get him back next week. And so Oren Grant's going to have to fill in a middle linebacker as a freshman, and that's a tough job to do as a freshman. We're hoping that Oren is athletic enough and can handle that. Grant Otten is going to see some more time at defensive tackle. He hasn't played a whole lot of defense yet this year, but we just think we need to get a little better there and a little more consistent at defensive tackle. We're going to try that. And so, yeah, we have moved some kids around offensively. You know, Yaya Harris has had to step up and speed up his the process of playing quarterback because of an injury to Aaron Glendy. Yaya's done a good job and is a great athlete, and we're glad to have him and just continue to, we're excited to watch him and continue to grow and see what he can become.
Speaking of growing, I know you always want to grow in execution as the season rolls along, Mike. Have you been overall happy with the progression that you've seen from an execution standpoint now that we're coming toward the end of the regular season?
Well, I think, you know, we have to remember that we're pretty young. We're playing mm-hmm. a lot of young people, and so we do make mistakes, and we try to coach those up right away. And, you know, we just don't want to continue to make the same mistakes over and over again. I do believe that we're getting better and we're learning. Sometimes it's frustrating because we're still young and we're learning and we make mistakes. But I do think they're progressing and getting better with execution. Offensively, the line does a pretty good job. They kind of go where they're supposed to go and do what they're supposed to do. Sometimes as backs, we make a few mistakes, but that's part of, you know, what this is all about, learning and progressing and getting better. And so that's where we are. Hopefully we'll execute well and play well Friday afternoon.
Let's talk about your opponent quickly. Anselmo Myrna is the matchup for you on Friday afternoon, as you mentioned. Talk about your preparation for them and what will be the keys for the Wolves.
Well, you know, I think the first thing Anselmo Myrna does, I think, real well is I think they tackle pretty well. You know, they're not the biggest bunch of kids ever. They're defensive backs, but they tackle well. And so we've got to, you know, we've got to stick on our blocks and try to give some space and take care of the ball so we can establish some drives, because I don't think they're probably going to give up a ton of big runs, plays on running stuff. You know, and then defensively, you know, the Dury kid really runs the ball well. I think he's their best athlete, and I think they focus their offense around him. We got to know where he's at when he's on the field, whether he's playing receiver or quarterback. And then we got to get him down and be sound on defense. And so that's kind of been our goal this week. You know, I think Anselmo Myrna's pretty good up front. They're kind of like us. They've had some games where they've been maybe a little outmatched and played a pretty tough schedule. But when they get against people that are their own ability, they do stuff right and are a tough opponent. So it should be a heck of a game. I think we're pretty evenly matched, and I'll be excited to see how this game turns out.
Well, we're excited too, Mike, and we appreciate you taking the time to visit with us. We wish you and the kids the best of luck on Friday.
Well, Brent, thank you for your support and coverage. We're looking forward to the game on Friday, and we'll see you there.
All right, sounds good. Coach Mike Kozel joining us on our pregame show.